You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Now, a guy who washes his hands even after using a towel, Pete Schwabba.
Hey, welcome back, folks, to hour number two of Nightlight on this beautiful, beautiful Wednesday night in the beautiful state of Wisconsin. Great to have you here. We're focusing on music tonight, ladies and gentlemen. So we're going to talk a lot about music this hour in the form of songs we don't ever need to hear again, and then in hour three, just bad songs. So a lot of chance to weigh in about music and how you feel tonight. Phone lines are always open at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. So let us know. Be part of the show. It's always fun. You can also text us on the app or on the stream if you're watching the radio at YouTube, Facebook, or X. Sitting in tonight, producing the show, working the board, taking care of business is Mr. Aaron Zommers. Always fun to work with you, pal.
You too. Although, Taking Care of Business is a pretty good song. That one I'm okay with hearing.
I worked that in there, I thought subtly, but you picked up on it and you pounced. And that's why you're a great producer. I appreciate that very much. Taking Care of Business is one of those songs I will talk about with Steve Seagrin at 6:35. I don't ever need to hear that song again.
That's totally fair. I mean, I guess I don't, maybe I probably haven't heard it as many times as you have.
That one and Sweet Home Alabama, all these songs that you hear like by cover bands and bars really are what are on my list. But we'll talk to Steve Seagrin at 6:35 and find out what he's added to his songs I never need to hear again list. Steve is a comedian, actor, and a very accomplished artist who will be joining us over the stream at 6:35. Love talking to Steve. In hour number three, or act three, Mike Toomey will be here. Mike is a TV host and a comedian also, and we are just going to talk about bad songs. So he's got five he wants to share. I told him to send them to me, and I can have you pull them, Aaron, so we can hear some of the glory. But that's what we're going to be talking about is music over the next couple hours, mixed in with reading your texts. And all kinds of fun stuff. If you missed hour number one, you can check it out at civicmedia.us. Arthur Ersink was my guest, and it is always fun to talk about someone with such passion for food, for filmmaking, and that's what Arthur does. And he's all about community and healthy food, and his show, Wisconsin Foodie, premieres season 16, I believe, on PBS, premieres tomorrow night at 7:30 on PBS Wisconsin, so you can check that out. It's also on YouTube. Yeah. We featured our Olympian of the night, Jaden O'Brien, who is from Pewaukee. She will be competing in the bobsled event in the Olympics that start. I think her event is February 20th and 21st, but we can cheer on Jaden as well as all of our fellow Wisconsinites as they compete in the Olympics. She's a push athlete, if you forgot, Aaron.
I do remember. I do remember that she's a push athlete, and that's partially why I played Push It, so that I would remember. Lock it in there.
That's a great one. Our question of the night, I think we should just reintroduce it. What do you say, pal? Here's the Nightlight question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Okay, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What is your favorite Jim Carrey movie? This is the anniversary of the droppage of Ace Ventura, Pet Detective. So it got me thinking about Jim Carrey. I'll be honest, I don't love all of his movies, but when he's good, he is great, and he is always hilarious. So let me know what your favorite Jim Carrey movie is tonight. What did you say again?
I think I went with I went with The Truman Show, which, you know, popular choice.
That's right.
If I have to pick a crazier one, I don't know. He does so many good ones. I know The Grinch has also been mentioned, and I like that, except for the Dahu Dore song, which I hate, which I loathe, as Jim Carrey would say, as The Grinch. Yeah. It's crazy that when you see the behind the scenes, his face just does that. Like, it's not, the prosthetics are barely there.
Absolutely. He doesn't, he's got such an animated face. You don't even, the makeup is like a bonus. Like, he could just do it anyway. He's that talented. I said Dumb and Dumber, one of my all-time favorite movies. And here's where Dumb and Dumber won me over. There's a scene in the film where Jim Carrey and Jeff Daniels, two idiots, are driving cross-country to return a briefcase to Mary Swanson. And Jim Carrey is in love with her. He has a crush on her. And while he's falling asleep at the wheel, he daydreams about himself being charming. But he does it as a dumb guy would. Like, it's sometimes in movies you see a dumb guy imagining something where it's not consistent with his intellect. But Jim Carrey lights his own gas on fire, and all these smart people are cracking up. He throws popcorn in his face. And I mean, it's just brilliant. The Farrelly brothers created an absolute masterpiece in Dumb and Dumber. And I know some people who are snobs think, oh, that's just silly humor. It is, but it's very clever and it's very well done. It's a great movie. So I think you're going to like it, Aaron.
I think so too. Yeah. I mean, I know some of the famous quotes. I've seen a couple of clips. I think I'm going to like it. It's just one I haven't gotten around to. The list of movies to watch is never ending.
It happens. So we're going to do that. So let us know what your favorite Jim Carrey movie is. We'll get to your texts in just a little bit. I want to talk, though. There was this great survey done about music. How important would you say music is to your day, Aaron?
I would say very important. I went to school for music, so it's important to my life. But also,
of course,
you know, working in radio, music is a very big part of that. So definitely important to my day-to-day life.
For sure. This was an interesting survey. I saw this. I think it was in Ranker. 84% of Americans say listening to music is an important part of their day. How often do people listen to music? 55% said an hour a day at least. Only 2% said never. So I'm one of those people. I have kind of mood music on all the time in my house. Even when I go to bed at night, I've got like one of the music stations on, and it's usually like classical, like KUSC or something, just very subtle string music or something. I just like it on in the background. And I know my wife will wake up and have coffee and it's on and the room is well lit and all that kind of stuff. It just can be so important to your mood. Most people said they still listen on the radio, which I think is encouraging here at Civic Media. That's great. 73% stream the radio, 48% listen to the music on the actual radio on a regular basis. I don't know how they got those percentages, but okay. 24% download MP3s, 24% still use CDs, 11% listen to vinyl records, and 4% use cassettes. That's kind of cool. When asked what their favorite type of music was, classic rock ranked first, speaking of taking care of business. With 19% of the vote. Now, that's not really surprising, because all the classical music, there is some new classical music that comes out, but classic rock, just the catalog grows every year, because now, you know, Nirvana is considered classic rock or something from the early 2000s.
Yeah, that's like, a good point.
That just keeps growing. 11% said country, 9% said pop, your Taylor Swift's, your Bad Bunny's, your Justin Timberlake's, I guess. I don't know. Or Bruno Mars, maybe. 8% said hip-hop. 7% said metal. Are you a metal fan?
Yeah, I like metal.
Yeah, sometimes I do. R&B also was at 7%. So that's interesting. And a good a variety there. Classical wasn't really mentioned. When they said, which genre do you think best represents America in 2026? Country and hip-hop tied for first. You know what's kind of interesting? I like old country, and I like some hip-hop. I love when they blend those two genres.
Well, that's where I disagree with you. I like the new country pop, that kind of stuff. I hate it.
Yeah.
It just, it just like doesn't work for me.
I said old country. Did I say new country?
Oh, no. I guess I misinterpreted. No, okay. Old country. Yeah, that's great.
People were asked how often they went out and saw live music. 21% said at least once a month. Another 23% said at least one concert per year. I sadly fall into that category where I'm probably like in the lower percentile. I just don't go out as much as I used to, and I don't go out to see live music, which I really should. Do you go to concerts?
Yeah, I probably go to, I don't know. It's hard to say. But definitely several a year. I wouldn't necessarily say once a month, but maybe in the summer. I guess in the summer, it's probably a little more than that. So if you're counting, you know, you go to a bar in town to see a local band play.
Yeah. No, that's perfect. And that's what I need to do more of. So I say all this, folks, because we're talking about music tonight. In about 15, 20 minutes, Steve Segrin will be here. We're going to see where Steve's list is at in terms of music or songs he never needs to hear again. I'm going to chime in. Sommers is going to give some of his. It'll be a fun discussion. And then in hour number three, Mike Toomey will be here, and we'll just be talking about bad songs, and you guys can get in on that conversation as well. It's sometimes fun just to go negative and trash things. We have to be honest.
Okay.
Turning to the social media responses for our question of the night, which is, what is your favorite Jim Carrey movie? Matt Cassane on social media says, Me, Myself, and Irene. Oh, God, I forgot about that. Nightlight guest Rich Brown has written for a lot of the Farrelly Brothers movies. And that was one that he wrote on, I want to say, the cow. I think it's a cow they hit in the middle of the road and it's dying. And Jim Carrey tries to put it out of its misery and keeps shooting it to try to kill it. And then he rounds the corner and there's a veterinary hospital right there.
Oh my gosh.
Great, great jokes in Me, Myself, and Irene. Thank you, Matt. We've got, let's see, he put a meme there too of Jim Carrey, which is always appreciated. Thank you, Matt. Boris Hamilton says, Once Bitten. Have not seen it, Boris. See, don't feel bad, Zombers. I haven't seen some of these movies either.
Well, there are just too many for one person to see them all.
There's too much content out there. You can't keep up. Rich LoCascio from WRJN here at Civic Media says, Ace Ventura, Pet Detective. There you go. That's what sparked this whole conversation. This is the day that film dropped. So thank you, Rich. Amanda Nimmer says, you mean I have to pick one, just one. You can list as many as you want, Amanda. We are not going to try to squash or kibosh enthusiasm. Matt Harper, my favorite Green Bay rock rap artist, says, The Mask. Love the dog in that one, too. I forgot about the dog.
You know which Jim Carrey movies surprised me? The Sonic ones. I expected the Sonic movies to be awful, but they're actually really fun. Although I haven't seen the newest one. I've only seen the first two.
Okay. How many are there?
There are three now.
Oh, my gosh.
The third one features Keanu Reeves as Shadow the Hedgehog, if I remember correctly. But yeah, especially when they originally showed the design for Sonic and there was the huge backlash that made them basically scrap the whole thing, I was worried that the new one wouldn't be any better. But you know what? No, they made them pretty fun movies.
Yeah, I see. There you go. I got to catch up. Michael MC on social media says, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. Yes. Boy, I haven't seen that one in a while. I'm due for a rewatch. Thank you, Michael. Mary Picorni Donlin says on social media, The Truman Show, another vote for The Truman Show. That's proving to be a very popular Jim Carrey movie tonight. Thank you, Mary. Mike Corwin on social media says, Yes, Man. Have you seen that, Zomers?
Or which one was that?
Yes, Man.
No, I have not.
I haven't either. I have not either, but a couple people mentioned that. I wasn't even aware of it, to be honest with you. Janet on social media says, My very first thought was Liar, Liar. The outtakes are just as funny. I got to say, though, the best movie line is when he's talking to Lauren Holly in Dumb and Dumber. So you're telling me there's a chance. Zomer, you're going to lose it when you hear that, because you've probably heard that cliche your whole life.
That, now
you're going to see it in context. It's great. How are we doing on time?
Got about 40 seconds.
Is that all? That's ridiculous.
This is a bad song that I don't need to hear again. That's going.
Save that one, too. Mike Jansen on social media says, Liar, Liar. JB Thompson says, I like Yes Man also. Have you ever had a Red Bull? Red Bull, Red Bull. Keep those texts coming, folks. We are coming right back to finish up with some texts. And I have a really interesting thing you're going to want to hear. This is Pete Schwab at Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
What is that one?
Power of Suggestion by Steve Stevens from the Ace Ventura soundtrack.
This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight. We are talking bad music tonight. We're talking about music in general, Super Bowl snacks, bad music, songs we never need to hear again. Aaron Zommers is working the board tonight. And that was a song, as he just said, from Ace Ventura, a better movie than the soundtrack would indicate. Welcome back, folks. Great to have you here. Let us know what your favorite Jim Carrey movie is, and we will read your text on the radio. So where are you at in terms of the Super Bowl, Zommers? Are you a big fan? I know it's like, I don't even know if you're a sports fan. I assume we've talked about sports a little bit, but the Super Bowl is an event.
Yeah, right? I've never really been a huge sports guy, although I've gotten more into it in recent years because my roommates are... Like, I don't know, it'd be hard to be bigger sports people. And so I understand it a lot better now. When I was little, I would go out of the room and do whatever during the Super Bowl and then come back in for the commercials. Now I do actually pay attention to the game. But, you know, it's an excuse to try out a new recipe for an appetizer or something.
There you go. That's where I was going with this. We had Arthur Ersink on in hour number one, folks. He's always a blast to talk to. He said go for seafood snacks because they're healthier. And he mentioned a great restaurant in Gill's Rock. He mentioned if you can get fish or lobster or whatever from the coast, you should do that. But thinking more simplistically, I found this list. The Super Bowl is Sunday, so it's Wednesday. You still have time, folks. Wisconsin's favorite Super Bowl snacks revealed. This is from The Sports Geek. They've researched each state's favorite Super Bowl snacks. It has been revealed that Wisconsin's favorite Super Bowl snacks are... You ready for this, Zommers?
All right.
Did I share this with you?
Let me look here. I think you did.
It's almost as much fun if I just tell you. Number one, what do you think it is?
I mean, well, now I pulled up the list, but I would have guessed that anyway, that chips and dips. It's just the
number
easy
two,
thing to do.
And this is just in Wisconsin. Number two, chicken wings. No surprise there. Number three, cookies. Okay. Not cookies and dip. That would be disgusting. Number four, hot dogs. Number five, tater tots. I have to admit, I absolutely love tater tots.
Oh, me too. But I wouldn't make them for the Super Bowl. I don't know. That just didn't cross my mind.
It seems like if you're going to make tater tots for the Super Bowl, you need to get kind of fancy. Put bacon bits in them or something, or have some kind of fun dip. I don't know. I'm with you. Number six, barbecued ribs. I guess that depends how involved you want to get in your snack making. But that's ambitious. Number seven, corn dogs. Number eight, potato skins.
That's a classic, yep.
Yeah, for sure. Number nine, mozzarella sticks. Number 10, burgers. So what are your favorites there?
I think for me, I mean, I do love just good chip and dip, you know, just various chips, various dips. I'm always here for the saltiness. And I'm a fan of big shareable foods and parties like this, stuff that doesn't get your hands messy. So sorry, chicken wings. I'm not doing it.
Yeah, they're almost more trouble than they're worth, as delicious as they can be. I'm probably a chip or dip guy, too. Some of these I wouldn't even think to make for the Super Bowl. Hot dogs, tater tots, corn dogs. I guess it depends what part of the country you're in, too.
What about pizza rolls?
Pizza rolls, yeah. I like a good pizza. There are some times or some events I would only eat pizza rolls at certain, probably at a Super Bowl party or some kind of weird movie night or something. I would never buy pizza rolls.
But when it's the right moment, like I pretty much just eat pizza rolls on New Year's Eve.
Oh, New Year's Eve's a good one, too, yeah. Here are Wisconsin's favorite choices of dips. Number one, ranch dressing. Oh, big surprise there. Ranch is getting out of hand. I think ranch dressing needs to be stopped. We need to broaden our horizons a little bit.
Especially when, just combined with other things and sold together, as you've recently talked about with, cranch.
What was that again?
Ketchup and ranch.
Ketchup
in the
and
same
ranch.
Bottle.
Come on. That's Heinz, right?
It sure is.
That's terrible. I think I even made the comment that some people like ranch so much, they dip their ranch in ranch. It's awful. Number two, buffalo chicken. That's a great dip. Our friend Robin makes a great buffalo. We had it on New Year's Eve. Oh, my God, is it good. Number three, pizza dip. No thanks. That's just like marinara, right?
Yeah, I would rather just have, like if you have breadsticks and marinara, sure. But if you're calling it pizza dip, I feel like you're doing something funky with it, and I don't necessarily need that.
Yeah, that's true. And marinara, it's like ragu. I don't. That shouldn't even be a dip. That's too easy and too uncomplicated. Number four, French onion. Number five, queso. Love it. Not even necessarily a cheese guy, but when it's presented to me in the right way, like queso, I am on it, baby. Number six, salsa. Number seven, hummus. See, it's funny. If it wasn't for the Super Bowl, like hummus would probably be at the top of my list, but not at a Super Bowl party.
Oh, yeah. I love hummus generally. You know, get some pita, get some carrots, dipping so many different things in it, and they're all good.
For sure. And guacamole, same deal. I'll eat that on a regular basis, or avocados. Number nine, spinach artichoke. Lovely. Love a good spinach artichoke dip. And 10, bean dip. I'm going to open up here a little bit. You ready?
All right.
I don't like dips that come from people's houses that I don't know, who I don't know.
I feel like that's
especially if they're complicated, like a bean dip. It's just there's too much room for non-cleanliness.
Yeah, if you're at some kind of potluck situation, you really have to assess the the taste to food poisoning risk ratio, yeah. You know?
I would literally walk around and say, who bought this? Who brought this? And just make sure they look clean, you know?
The thing you got to do is make a dip you like and bring it and eat that.
Just eat my own dip, yeah. That'd be really popular. Lil Irv on the stream says, Dumb and Dumber. Well done. Could not agree more. We are coming right back, folks, with Steve Segrin, artist, comedian, actor, to talk about songs we never need to hear again. Please be part of the conversation. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back. I'm Pete Schwabba. This is Nightlight. Great to have you, folks. You know, I gotta tell you, Zomers, everything—it's all relative. But that song, I like it.
Well,
I never hear it.
One of our texters, I believe it was Matt in Eau Claire. Let me check. Is not a fan, and neither is Denise here in the office in Madison.
I hope she could hear that then.
Yeah, it was Matt in Eau Claire, and yep, Denise, that was for you.
I don't mind it. That's why we got to have this discussion, folks. Great to have you here. Happy Wednesday, everybody. We are midway through hour number two here, act two, as I call it. Joining me now over the stream from Southern California is comedian, actor, and artist, and my good pal, Steve Segrin.
Hello.
Steve, how are you?
I'm good. I'm good, man.
All right, so the nature of me reaching out to you, I love this list you started on Facebook because it's something everybody just kind of rallies to and shares their songs they never need to hear again.
Yeah.
And, you know, Mike Toomey is coming up in hour number three because Sherry Shepherd canceled because her show got canceled. So she said, see you later, Schwabba. And I get it. That's fine. Yeah. But Mike, next hour, Mike and I are going to talk about songs we hate. Not necessarily, because some of these songs I don't ever need to hear again, I don't hate them.
Yeah,
they're
exactly
good songs. Yeah. They're overplayed, right?
They might have been good the first time you heard them.
Yeah.
You know, but then after a while, yeah.
So we'll get to that, but do you have a favorite Jim Carrey movie, Steve?
No, I don't think I do.
Are you not a fan?
No, he's all right. What's the Pet Detective one, I think.
Ace Ventura.
Ace Ventura. Yeah, I think I like that one.
For those of us who are Carrey fans, we just say the one word, Ace.
Ace.
Like liar is just liar because I don't.
I'm trying to think. I think Ace Ventura was the one. I like that one. Mask
Dumb and
Dumber
wasn't
crazy about. Yeah,
was mine.
Dumb and Dumber was okay. I could take that in like bits and pieces.
Right.
You know, I can't sit through the whole thing because exactly. It's dumb. And it gets dumber.
I just call it dumb. That's that's how I refer to it.
Okay, go ahead. What are you going to say?
Oh, I was going to ask you if you're a fan of the Olympics. They're starting this weekend.
Yeah, I guess. You know, I don't know. I don't go out of my way to watch it.
Okay.
You know.
And you live in Southern California. You know, I got a bone to pick with you, by the way, Steve, because when I moved to L.A. in 97, you kind of were giving me a hard time.
I was?
And you, yeah, you kind of. And you said, because you were still this like Chicago guy, you said you're never leaving Chicago. And you got a part in a David Schwimmer movie.
Yeah.
I can't remember what it was. And you sent me this message. It was before Facebook. It must have just been an email or a text or something. And you used to call me Brasco. Because
yeah,
Donnie
Brasco.
Brasco.
Yeah.
So you said, hey, Brasco, how do you like this? I got a part in a David Schwimmer movie, and I didn't need to move to L.A. to do it. And
no,
then
I know.
A year later, you moved to L.A.
I
and
know.
You've been there longer than I ever was, and you love it so much you're never leaving. It's just a little bit of irony there, I think. It was beautiful.
Yeah, I know. I was a jerk.
Oh, I didn't take it like that. I was laughing.
No, but I was.
What were you going to say?
It was Kissing a Fool. I couldn't remember the name of the movie. It was Kissing a Fool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fun.
I remember that. So it was a long, yeah. That's how I got my SAG card.
Sweet. And yeah. You put it to good use. You got a lot of credits. We could talk about that as well. But first, I want to ask you, you had a genius idea for serving Super Bowl snacks, which I think, you know, and it's great because as you were telling me this, I was like, you got to set up a camera and just watch people's reaction as they go up to your snack bar. So tell us what you would serve at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, just be like just stuff you would never see. Like, you know, hey, well, I got a big spread. I'm having a Super Bowl party. Here's my big spread, all my appetizers. And there's like a big bowl of tuna. That's it. You know, no forks or anything like that. So you got to stick your hands in and eat it. You know, pizza crust. No pizza on top of it, just the crust. Maybe even cut like little wedges, like they, you know.
And you'd have to really sell it. You got to go. It's the best part of the pizza.
It's like, come on, it's the best part. It's the crust. What else do they have? Baked potatoes, just in the skin. You know, just like a big plate of hot baked potatoes.
No butter.
No butter. No, just baked potato.
Salt and pepper.
What else would be good? Figs. Figs are great at Super Bowl.
Figs are very good.
Who doesn't want a fig in a Super Bowl? How many Super Bowl parties you gone to? Like, where are the figs?
Yeah. Am I going to eat figs or am I going to starve to death?
What kind of party is this?
Killer snack, Steve.
Yeah.
You know what? You know what? It's funny because you know who would be really happy if you put out that spread?
Who?
Buffalo Wild Wings, because they'd be packed for the second half of the Super Bowl.
Oh, marshmallows. A big thing of marshmallows.
Right. Oh, that's beautiful. I love it. So, all right, let's talk about your list. This started, to my knowledge, a couple of years ago on Facebook. You posted songs you never needed to hear again.
Yeah, yeah.
And everybody joined in. It was such a great thread. But have you, you know, you could give us some classics if you want, or if you've grown the list and you want to talk about some of your new members, that's fine too.
Well, I've grown it a little bit, but it's funny because, you know, this kind of ties into the movie thing, kind of. I saw Song Sung Blue.
Yeah.
Right, which I never would have gone to see, but since, you know, I get the SAG screeners this time of year, they send you the stuff and everything. Yeah. So I never need to hear Sweet Caroline ever again.
Oh, yeah.
I never need to hear it again. But then when I was watching Song Sung Blue, there's many Neil Diamond songs that I never need to hear again. Oh, and really? Song Sung Blue is one of them. Okay. The thing, they got the billboards all over town, Song Sung Blue, and every time I see the billboard, the song gets stuck in my head, you know. So I see the billboard and Song Sung Blue, you know. Anyway, so
yeah.
So Sweet Caroline, Song Sung Blue, the movie itself isn't horrible, you know. If you're gonna go see it, if you don't like Neil Diamond, it doesn't matter. It's actually a very watchable movie, but the reason to go see it is Kate Hudson is fantastic.
Outstanding, Steve.
Fantastic.
She completely disappears in that role. Like, Hugh Jackman is great, but I the whole time I'm watching Hugh Jackman. He was just, you know, put on a wig and he's that guy. But Kate Hudson, Kate Hudson was outstanding. We've got the kid. Hudson Henley is going to be on the show tomorrow night, who played the kid, who at the end of the movie is watching the message, the video message from Hugh Jackman, his dad. Oh, it was a beautiful scene.
Oh, but, is it? What's the kid's name?
Hudson Henley, I believe.
Is he Kate Hudson's kid?
No,
it's coincidence. He's got
first Hudson. Name.
What am I saying? Yeah, it's got to say first name.
That would be like if you named your daughter Sigrun something.
Yes, I know. I'm getting old. It's dementia setting in.
But here's the thing about Neil Diamond. I agree with you, but there are some songs of his, and mostly because they're overplayed. They're great songs, but like in that movie, I was like, okay, Sweet Caroline, I can listen to that again because it was consistent with the story, but like Solitary Man.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Girl, You'll Be a Woman Soon. Like, he's got some amazing tunes.
Those are good. Those are good songs. Cherry is a good song.
Yeah.
Girl, You'll Be a Woman Soon is good. And yeah, but title song I hate, Sweet Caroline. Yeah. It's not that I hate it. It's just I don't need to hear. If I can get it stuck in my head, I know all the words. I don't need to hear it again. Right. You know, I never need to hear it again.
Exactly.
But back to the list. I got Brown Eyed Girl. No, I never need to hear that song again.
Nope.
I remember one time I was somewhere, Myrtle Beach or something. We were going to bar hopping, and every bar we went into, they were playing Brown Eyed Girl. There was somebody on stage playing Brown Eyed Girl.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's a big cover band tune.
Yeah. What else I got? Oh, In the Air Tonight. That was on the original list. I think that was the first one on the list. And it's funny because I think they use that for, is it Thursday Night Football or Sunday Night Football now?
Oh, really?
Monday Night Football, they do some kind of weird, you know, overproduced version of it. And it's, you know, it's just as bad as the first.
It's even worse, too, because there's that urban folklore that, like, that Mike Tyson, or no, who was it? Somebody saw somebody, like, murder someone one night, and Phil Collins witnessed it as a kid, and he wrote this song and invited the guy that killed the woman to the show and played this song, and the spotlight went on the guy. It was such nonsense, and I remember hearing that
And they arrested him on the spot or something?
Yeah, right. And, you know, as a 19-year-old kid, I'm like, seriously?
Come on. Yeah.
Totally falling for it. You know, that's a bad song, though.
Here's another a new one to the list. LaGrange, ZZ Top.
I didn't know that one. You sent that one earlier.
I think it was their first hit. It's just the opening guitar. They play it in every car commercial, every beer commercial.
Oh, really?
They really do.
Do we pull that one, Zomers?
I will very shortly.
Okay. We can go to break. We can go to break with that and put it in people's heads.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. There it is.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Your Chevy truck.
On
sale.
Wendy's Burgers.
Get a free biggie and a baked potato when you order it hot and juicy.
A baked potato.
See? With no toppings.
What else I got on my list here? Crocodile Rock. Elton John.
Oh, okay.
And there's another Elton John. I guess that's why they call it the blues. That song.
Oh, you know what? I never hear that. I kind of like that song, but I never... Do you hear that a lot?
I used to hear it all the time, and I just...
Okay.
We reach a point. Super saturation. Yeah. You just, you know, I don't need to hear it again. Along the lines of keyboard guys, what do I got here? Uptown Girl. I don't care if I hear that again. That's all I got by Billy Joel. What else I got here? Oh, Incense Peppermints. And I do, you know, I don't not like, dislike Strawberry Alarm Clock. But that song... is whenever you see a movie or a TV show and they want a flashback to the 60s, that's the song they play. Yeah, that's the song they play.
I don't like that. What is that even about?
I don't know. It's about smoking pot. It's about drugs. Yeah. Sure it is. Okay. But, and then what else do I got here? Anything by Kiss.
Oh, wow. Nice.
That's going to be very controversial, I think.
Here's my least favorite Kiss song is the song Lick It Up. Like, it's such a stupid, over-the-top sexual, like, I can't, or Love in an Elevator, I think that's Aerosmith?
It's Aerosmith, yes. Oh, okay, yeah.
Nobody can relate to that except Rockstar, so shut up. You know?
I know. It's, speaking of which, I saw that movie Rockstar again the other day. I started watching it.
Oh, is that the one with Dwight?
Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, yeah.
He's a guy who gets... he does a Steel Dragon cover band, and he ends up playing in the band.
Okay.
It's pretty corny. I was trying to figure out if it's supposed to be a comedy or not.
That's not a good sign. Here's my thing with... I've said this before on the show. The people I don't ever need to see in a movie again, Mark Wahlberg.
Okay, yes.
It's been done. Chris Pratt, talented guy.
Yeah, Chris Pratt. I'm done. I got you.
Expand your horizons a little, or stop making movies. Stop doing the same role every damn time. You know what I mean? It's terrible.
Jason Statham, same thing. He's the same guy.
Exactly. Steve Seagren is my guest. We're talking about songs we never need to hear again. How about, I want to throw one at you, Steve. Don't Worry, Sure. Be Happy.
Oh, my God. Oh, yes. Please. I never need to hear that again.
You remember The Simpsons when they made fun of that song?
I think so.
And the radio guy comes on and he goes, that was the latest from Bobby McFerrin called I'm Worried, Need Money.
So great. I would rather worry and be unhappy than ever hear that song again.
Hear that song again, right? All right, Steve Seagren is here. We're going to do a very short break, and then we'll have a few more minutes with Steve. We're talking about songs we never need to hear again. Please feel free to share yours, folks. We're coming right back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Oh, my God. Oh, no. Sure.
All right. So that's actually, this is Pete Schwabba Nightlight. Welcome back. I have to, that's a great song, but it is probably the most overplayed song.
Thank you. It's not just me. Okay.
Yeah, it is. And you know, it's funny. I don't own anything by Journey. I've never bought any of their records.
Okay.
Never really paid that much attention, but I know that song.
Right.
In fact, I probably know like four or five of their songs just from osmosis or something, you know? I remember I went to, at the Hollywood Bowl, I went to see, Nancy wanted to see ELO. But I don't think it was actually them. It was the
I love ELO.
Who's it, Jeff Lynne? Who's the main guy from that?
Oh yeah, Jeff Lynne. And the
he did his whole, you know, ELO thing, and it was pretty cool. But I realized I never owned an ELO record ever.
Really?
But I knew all the songs.
Yeah. They were played. I like Journey too. But they are overplayed. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the voice of Steve Seagren. He is an artist, actor, and very funny comedian, and he has these great lists of songs we never need to hear again. I was laughing, Steve, because do you ever meet, have you ever met Rob Brackenridge or Mike Merrifield, the comedians?
Rob, sure, I know Rob.
Okay. Yeah, he lived
Mike
in L.A. for years.
I think I might have worked with him, but it doesn't ring a bell. The name sounds familiar, though.
So they did this show for me in Marinette. Every year I do this, the local football coach asked me to find a comedian. They do a fundraiser and I get to hang out with comedians one night a year. It's a blast. And a lot of guys that we know have come up from Chicago or Milwaukee. These two guys are both in Appleton and they're hilarious. And Mike Merrifield did this joke where he goes, you know, I'm in Vegas, at the Sahara, wherever. He goes, there's like nine people in our show. And right in the same building is the huge theater. And there's everybody, a line around the block to see the Michael Jackson impersonator. So here you have original comedy, or there you could go see not Michael Jackson.
Exactly.
He
yeah.
goes, and then I leave the show and there's people in line to get their picture taken with not Michael Jackson. Yeah. I keep saying not Michael Jackson. Great stuff. So, all right. Here's another one I wanted to say. I Can't Drive 55. Stop.
Oh, Sammy Hagar, right?
Please. Yeah.
Yeah. That's that. Definitely. I don't need to hear that again.
I didn't even know you
picked
that.
I think I might have
liked
it when I first heard it, but, you know.
Yeah. What'd you say, Zomers?
I didn't know that was on your list when I played it earlier in the show.
I noticed that, and I thought maybe I did share that with you. Nick in the 608 says, seriously, you can't stand Don't Worry, Be Happy? That's like saying you don't like I Shot the Sheriff by Bob Marley.
Ah! Another one for my list.
All right.
Yes! I Shot the Sheriff!
We've got Eric in the 608 says, Red, Red Wine. Yes.
Oh, that's Neil Diamond, right?
No.
I think it was actually a Neil Diamond song that they did as a reggae thing.
Oh, I thought he remade it. So the reggae guys remade it?
UB40 covered it, yeah.
Yeah, it is originally Neil Diamond.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't test me on this. I know what I'm talking about.
Listen, when it comes to annoying music, you have no place in this conversation. Chris in Sun Prairie, area code 773, though. That doesn't add up, but we'll take it, Chris. Good to have you. He says, add to the list of songs that should never be played again, I'm Too Sexy by Right Said Fred.
There you go.
Too sexy and you've for got,
my love. Too sexy Nick. For my love. Love's going to leave me.
Oh, man.
You know, hearing it now, actually, it's not bad.
The music's not terrible. The lyrics need some work. Nick also says Steel Pulse did a great remake of Brown Eyed Girl, one of Steve's songs he never has to hear again.
I haven't heard that remake, but I'll give it a try.
He's going to sign off. And Pete, I got to run. I got to go listen.
I got to listen to Steel Pulse to Brown Eyed Girl. Sorry, man.
Nick also says, Milkshake. Is absolute garbage. Is that the My Milkshake Brings All the Boys to the Yard?
Yep.
Oh, that you. You were when we were filming some kind of joke. I could not get this song out of my head, and I kept saying it between takes. I kept saying My Milkshake. Yeah, I kept quoting something. Yeah. Oh no! I kept saying, "I see you, baby. Checking out my." Never mind. I can't do it now.
Yeah, it's like My Milkshake Brings All the Boys to the Yard. And I had to go to like my Urban Dictionary to find out what the heck was going on in that song. In the 920 says, Fun with Dick and Jane. Okay, there you go.
Oh, I'm in that movie.
Are you really?
Yeah, small part.
Wow, nice.
I'm in a truck and I pick up a bunch of Mexican yard workers and Jim Carrey's in the thing. I forgot all about that one. He was a nice guy.
You should say that should be your Jim Carrey movie, right?
I know, but I forgot about it.
Pete, my favorite Jim Carrey movie is not the one I was in with him. If you can believe that.
I knew there was something. Okay, Jim Carrey, what's this? Another movie? Oh, yeah, I was in that one. Yeah, I forgot.
That's hilarious. How about, what's the other one I had here? Taking Care of Business, Steve? Did I get to say that already?
No, you said that to me earlier today. Yeah, Taking Care of Business and Working Overtime.
Working Overtime. Terrible. Money, Billy Idol, never again.
Oh, here's one I never need to hear again, ever, is Bohemian Rhapsody.
By Queen, yes. Like
any part of it, so many comics used to do a audience participation bit with that song. I remember like two or three comics would do it. I just don't need to hear the song again.
I hear you. All right, Steve is going to stick with us a little bit after the news. I'm going to ask him what he's watching. He's always got great taste in TV. One I almost forgot, Steve, Stairway to Heaven.
Oh, yes. Well, that goes without saying. That's probably the most overplayed ever, right? That one and Every Move You Make, Sting, they used to play that all the time.
Oh, I like that song.
You know what? It's not a bad song. I don't care if I hear it ever again, though.
Yeah, that's fair. What about Stairway to Heaven? Like, that's one of those songs when I was a kid I listened to, and all the older kids in the neighborhood, you know, and I don't know if your neighborhood in Chicago was like this, Steve, but like when we got hot in the 70s, we still wore jeans, but we took our shirts off and tucked them in our back pocket. Like, it made no sense. One of the best things that ever happened to me when I moved to Wisconsin, I was like, oh, people wear shorts. This is awesome. But that Stairway to Heaven was on all the time, and I have no idea still.
Yeah.
So let's break this down when we come back. We're going to do the news. Steve will be here for a few more minutes. Mike Toomey coming up in hour number three as well. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight. What's your favorite Jim Carrey movie, folks? Let me know. We're coming right back on the Civic Media Radio Network. Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango? Thunderbolts and lightning,
very, very frightening me. Galileo. The national news cycle never stops. But it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.